In this example, David Sandler is working with a group of real estate agents. Listen closely as Sandler reverses his way to the real intentions of the prospect.
Here we got one with a question mark. I like this one. We got a question mark up here. Guy said, you ready, group? Handle this reverse. How much more will it cost me? Any variation of this that makes you comfortable. How much more will it cost me? Why do you ask me that? Nicely, nurture. Why do you ask me that? He says,
because I want to see if it fits in my budget.
And if it does?
I'd be interested.
Interested means?
There's a possibility of buying it.
You hear that? You ever take that? Hey, never do that again. Yoki, possibility, you wouldn't deal with that. When he says possibility, is he buying? He's going to get me in a box in a minute. You ready? Possibility means, sir, nice and easy.
I would consider buying the house and the lot.
All right. He said, consider possibility and he'll think about it. I get the feeling, sir, that even if you saw what you liked, that if you saw it, you can't make a decision about it. Is that a fair statement?
No.
Tell me what you did say.
I said if I saw the right house and if it was in my price range.
But look, how would you like to have a customer do what he's about to do? Yell it. Here comes the close, group. Say it out loud to the people. Can you stand up and say it to them? If you're uncomfortable, it's okay to sit down. It's up to you. You start.
My wife and I considered buying a house.
And consider means?
We would sit down and discuss it, and if we could afford it, we'd buy the house.
All right, so I get the feeling that what you're saying is that even if you saw something that you like, and by the way, I get the feeling? It's on there, right? First one. Hey, you don't have to know much to sell. You just have to be able to drop into things. Stay there. I get the feeling that, and then you put anything you want in there. I get the feeling that if you saw the house you liked and you loved it, that under no circumstances would you make a decision about that home today. And the end of it is, read it out loud. Of course you have to say, is that a fair statement? You must turn it into a question. He says?
No, we wouldn't buy it.
Oh, now dummy. Oh, I don't understand. I got the feeling that what you were saying was before that you wouldn't consider it. Tell me what changed your mind.
Well, you assumed incorrectly.
Oh, well, tell me how I should assume. Oh, God.
You should assume that everything falls in a line.
Customer's telling you this, right? All right, so let me see if I got it straight. Do I have that down there? Let me see if I got it straight. We don't have it. Put it down on a reversing. Let me see if I've got this straight. Only a dummy would do that, right? He's going to review this whole thing now. Scratches his head a little. Let me see if I got this straight. Got it? He's got it. The greatest salesman of all time, Columbo, Sunday nights. Now, let me see if I got this straight. Oh, God, let me see. You're saying, what again?
If the lot was big enough.
Hey, what'd you say? Reversed him. He thought I was getting ready to explain to him what he said, and I went dummy on him. I knew what he said. But I go, dummy. Well, what'd you say again? I forgot. Oh, yeah, dummy would forget. Help me again. What'd you say? Start.
If the lot was big enough.
Wait, I don't think they like this. Does this make any sense to you? Because of your, you want to keep moving? Who doesn't want to keep moving? All right, go ahead. They want you to keep moving.
What I said was, if a lot was large enough and fell within my price point, we would buy the house.
Remember I told you it's going to be unfair? When you use this system and somebody's standing in your house and they're saying that you won't believe it. Say it one more time. This is out of role playing, but just say it again because I wanted to break in there. Say your statement again. Now, here comes customer saying this.
I said, if the lot was large enough and it was within my price bracket, we would buy the house this afternoon.
How come I thought before you weren't going to?
You assumed.
Okay, and you don't want me to assume.
Correct.
All right, sorry, let me see if I got it straight. What you're saying is if you find a house within your price range, you're going to buy the house today.
That's right.
Fine, I'm okay with that.